When President Trump entered office in January 2017, one of his first official acts was signing a set of executive orders to limit immigration, and agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement were tasked with implementation. But according to a new investigation by ProPublica and the New York Times, ICE had some help figuring out exactly how to meet the president's demands from a global consulting firm called McKinsey & Company. Ian McDougall is a contributing reporter to ProPublica, and he reported this story. Ian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
McKinsey is a huge global organization. They've had their hands in lots of policy initiatives. How did they connect to working with the government? Let's talk a little bit about that, the public and private connection there.
In really the last 10 years, McKinsey has moved, as many consulting firms have, into working more and more for government agencies, often doing somewhat similar things to what they do in the private sector, cutting costs and so on. But in order to kind of keep the work coming, they've had to move into more and more different kinds of areas that move closer to things like implementing policy and things like that.
What were they brought on to do with ICE specifically?
Originally, it was sort of it's what they call an organizational transformation, which is a business term for basically making a client function more efficiently. So they were looking at sort of process improvements at ICE, specifically at the division that handles detaining and deporting migrants who are found to be unlawfully in the U.S.
So not necessarily policy. They were sort of brought in to say, how much is ICE spending, whether they need more staffing, that kind of thing.
That's right.
Okay. And then when did it become helping them with implementing these executive orders that the president had signed?
Not long after the president signed them on January 25th, 2017. By early February, they had, there are documents we have that show them working to help ICE hire the 10,000 new immigration officers that one of the executive orders directed them to.
You received over 1,000 pages of documents after ProPublica filed a lawsuit under the Freedom of Information Act, which detailed the recommendations that McKinsey made to ICE in order to accomplish the goals of these executive orders. Let's walk through some of those.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, there really were two streams of work, which McKinsey will say correctly were in sort of general form begun under the Obama administration. One was helping improve hiring, generally. The other was improving procurement, sort of principally for detention centers. Most of those are run by contractors, and so sort of dealing with contract issues there. What changed after the executive orders is that the hiring stream became very focused. It really became focused on helping them hire these 10,000 new immigration officers, figuring out how to do that efficiently. And then on the procurement side, it really became heavily focused on trying to help ICE efficiently, more cheaply, marshal resources at detention facilities near the border, which was part of one of the other executive orders.
You also interviewed people who worked for ICE at the time of this project. What were they thinking?
They were troubled by some of these suggestions. And in fairness to McKinsey, there were large parts of ICE that were not troubled by them. Consulting firms tend to draw from their clients and the recommendations they make. But they were troubled by some of these early suggestions that McKinsey made, particularly on the procurement side. So that included cutting the per diem costs that are paid to these contractors, per detainee, for food, for medical care, for things like upkeep of the facilities. Those kinds of suggestions left some folks at ICE quite troubled.
Can you point to any specific proposal or changes that McKinsey made that might have led to some negative consequences here? I mean, we hear a lot about what happens or what continues to happen, I should say, rather, at the border when it comes to ICE implementation. But what specifically, if anything, happened as a result of McKinsey?
Well, many of the people I talked to said many of the sort of most troubling proposals didn't make it into these renegotiated detention center contracts. There were staffing cuts, which many advocates would say there are already sort of issues with too little staffing at some of these facilities. There was also a proposal to sort of have ICE, as a longer term strategy, move folks will be in detention for longer periods of time to less expensive facilities, which often means rural county jails, which are often not in the greatest condition, places like Louisiana and Texas. And that has, advocates say, come to pass. There's been ICE was already doing that to some extent, but they've done it more and more. And in fact, they recently revised their detention standards, ICE did, to make it easier to contract with rural county jails that wouldn't be able to comply with the more stringent standards that are in place at some other facilities.
Hiring McKinsey isn't cheap. How big was the contract?
It's not. This was about $23 million.
Of government taxpayer dollars?
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so McKinsey no longer has this contract with ICE, but they do have a contract with Customs and Border Patrol. What are they working on?
The first contract they had with them, which began essentially as ICE was showing them out the door, ICE had grown sort of less happy with their work, and their defenders at ICE had left in the spring of 2018. Right as they leave ICE, they sign a contract to help CBP draft a revision to its border strategy, essentially to take the Obama-era one and revise it for the Trump era. And you know, some of the initiatives they proposed, including things that the President Trump has pushed for, like the building of the border wall, increasing coordination with other agencies to make it maximally hard for migrants here, for example, increasing prosecutions and things like that.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg has also worked at McKinsey. He said signed a non-disclosure agreement to talk about his time. Do we know anything about what he did with McKinsey separate from this Border Patrol issue?
Yeah, this was long before that. We know a little bit. We know he did some work overseas for military clients, but the details are unknown.
And are we going to continue to see more of these types of partnerships between consultancies like McKinsey?
Yeah, if you talk to experts in this industry, they say it's been growing. Public sector consulting in North America has been growing by about $500 million a year. A lot of these consulting firms see the government as quite ripe for more engagements.
Ian McDougall, contributing reporter for ProPublica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.